No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and we're talking about our astrological signs. I'm a Sagittarius. I'll like to throw that out there.
Okay, y'all are cool.
Does that mean anything to you in terms of how this interview is going to go?
It gives me a little... Very talkative.
That's how you could do this podcast Facts. Thing.
Yeah. No, definitely. I was just thinking about how I think rolling weed on the podcast helps me, because then when people start talking, I don't have to be 100% thinking about what they're saying to me. And it kind of like makes me focus on something else so that I'm not like 100% thinking about what is happening in the interview at that moment. I'm not going to do that to you guys.
Okay,
though.
I was about to say that must not have been a good interview.
Well, I feel like most people, like, smoking weed is very bad for the interview on average.
I mean, I feel like you're kind of distracted. I feel like when people want to smoke, they want to be focused.
Yeah, I think that energy drinks or coffee or alcohol all have good effects. Like, like if somebody like drinks alcohol, they get a little bit more open. If somebody fucking drinks an energy drink, they're more excited, whatever.
Yeah.
Weed just makes people kind of like get into their own head. Unless they're like a mega extreme weed smoker who isn't affected by it that much, which a lot of people these days are. You guys smoke weed, no?
No.
I don't even know where this came
from. No, it's just funny because we just, you know, we know people are just seeing, you know, on interviews and stuff.
What type of smoker are you? Like, do you get in your head or?
No, I just get like really laid back and chill. Like, my girlfriend doesn't smoke weed, but she loves when I smoke weed because she said I just get so much nicer and more laid back. Because she will forever think that I'm like in a bad mood or that I'm like angry, but it's in reality, I'm just like being my normal, like serious self that is around when I'm not smoking.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Sagittarius can be really intense.
But you guys don't do it at all?
Nah.
That's good.
You know, for the vocals.
That's smart. Yeah,
you do get a little raspy, I guess.
I've probably damaged my voice a lot over the years. My girlfriend actually is the one who put me on to you guys. But she didn't even know about the music side of things. She was just like, oh, yeah, they're sick dancers, and I've watched their channel.
Hey,
oh,
shout out to your girl.
What's her name, if you don't mind?
Wow.
Fire Mommy. Her name's Fire Mommy.
Look, goals. I want somebody to rep me on a t-shirt.
Right? I think she always has a good day when I wear the shirt. I think that, well, because... we're moving, right? Or actually, she gave me this shirt like months ago because it's available on her website, learntheplug.com or whatever the hell it is. I don't know what it is. But she gave it to me and then I lost it. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like under a bunch of other shirts and I didn't see it. And now we're moving and I just refound it. So now it's like I have to wear it.
That's cute.
It was kind of hurtful when it was missing the first time around, I think.
That's cute.
You guys got any merch I should be wearing?
Not yet. But when we do, we'll send them out.
Of course.
See, there you go.
Did you bring stickers?
I think I have stickers.
Stickers? I could definitely do a sticker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
I mean, I have Guap Dad's stupid bird with a do-rag on the back of my phone right now.
Oh, you know what? Our Cerati sticker would go nice, like on the
instead of this.
Yeah.
Gucci, well, actually, you could bird. Collage. You can start a whole.
Well, I'm super into that. The sticker collage is like a really underrated technique, I feel like.
Yeah,
it's fire. My whole laptop is just nothing but stickers.
See, there you go. You guys ever date a skater boy?
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a skater boy thing. Have a really tight laptop sticker job.
I know. I'm so sad because my laptop, it was so covered, but then I spilled a gallon of water on it and I had to get a whole new laptop.
Or you break up with a skater and then you have to remove all of his sponsors.
Yeah, at that point, I'd be too lazy. I'm like, just leave it on.
Okay, new computer?
Yeah.
That's tight. Okay, how did you guys meet? Like, where are you from exactly, and how did you guys form?
So, well, we're sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, our moms will be pulling up any minute now.
Your mom's coming?
Yeah, she's our manager.
Can we get her in here?
She wants to.
She's down to be on camera?
That's up to her. Yeah, she's pretty open.
Is she in terms of her adaptation to social media, is it sometimes cringy or is she with it?
No, she's with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's taught us things.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
No, like it's crazy. The way we started is that she was filming us on YouTube because we're really from Iowa. And so it was
I was talking to somebody else from Iowa the other day. Damn it.
There's actually a lot of people from Iowa.
Yeah, we coming
like
up.
Actors and like musicians and stuff.
Well, if you grow up in Iowa, you just want to get out so bad that you just have that passion from day one, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm from New Hampshire, so I feel you.
Okay, so we on the other side of the country.
Right, but like everybody, you know, wants to get out. Is
that
mom?
That might be her right now.
This might really be mom. Yeah. Mom reveal.
Uh-oh. It's our mom. I see her shoes.
It's definitely
mom.
Hi! How you doing?
You want to hop on, mom? She said I'm good.
Well, now I'm really interested to know what you guys' dad looks like.
Oh, he's not in the picture.
No.
But yeah.
But is your mother white?
Yes, Filipino white.
See, there you go.
Her dad's black.
See, there you go.
Yeah. She's trying to figure out the mix. But not, it all started on YouTube. Our mom was filming us. We had a third sister that was in the group, but you know, she didn't want to do any more, different vision.
Oh, okay.
But it was when it was three of us, she would film us and just throw the videos on YouTube. So it was like a family kind of flip book or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Starting at what age?
We were like 6, 7, 11.
And she was just kind of pushing you guys to like do creative stuff in general, yeah, just, dance stuff, music stuff. What was it exactly?
Whatever we were feeling. It was just like, oh, we had a routine. Let's film it, put it on YouTube. And it really just catching, you know, a lot of people, great audience. And they really sticking. Like, these are people from the beginning. They're like, you guys don't know Sarati. We watched them when they were young and they grew up. They now have kids. And it's crazy. So
there's some people that have like the mega long history of knowing what you guys are up to, who just happen to be weirdos who are watching like 10-year-olds on YouTube.
Nah, I mean, I'm speaking for like at least the females.
Yeah.
No, we have a really big fan base. But she was hip to just putting this on YouTube, having us post all the time, and that's how we kind of just got everywhere. Every time we go to an event, they're like, man, we keep on seeing y'all everywhere. That's because our mom was like, y'all just post.
But even down to like music and fashion and stuff like that too.
So. Right. So did you guys know, did you realize like what you were doing in that moment when you were young, making that kind of stuff? Because the other day my friend showed me this video of his 4-year-old daughter, and she just straight up like set his phone up, pressed record, and was just like, hi, YouTubers, how you doing? Like, it was just so trippy for me to see that she fully, like, has watched enough YouTube videos that she understands what it is to be a YouTuber, and that was her first instinct as soon as she had a moment with his phone free. Yeah. Like,
for
that
us,
bugged me out.
We grew up around music, like family reunions, dancing, and stuff like that, so it's just like a natural calling.
Right.
Yeah. It was, like, fun. It wasn't like, oh, we have to do this video so we can get views. I mean, now that's kind of, like, the thing.
Right.
People, like, even our baby sister, like, she's into watching YouTube videos, and she'll set it up in her iPad and everything. So it's a whole different ball game for social media now.
Definitely. So how you guys were just sort of doing the dance thing primarily on YouTube? That was how it all started, though?
It was like dances, and then we were doing YouTube covers to songs. And then when we moved out here in 2008, we were doing like school tours around LA.
Oh, wow.
And those schools, it was hard to crack, but they was all messing with us. Yeah, no, we was in there deep, but people just were really messing with us. So,
but you're leaving Iowa and you're going to some of the most gully schools in America, just showing up and just being like, hey, let us entertain you, or
how'd
that go over?
When you're coming from like the Midwest, you're kind of like open-minded. Yeah. You don't know what to expect. You're just like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go perform, not knowing what's really going to happen.
Right.
When we first moved out here, we got robbed by our neighbors. And
like your house? Or
yeah.
Really? Were you not locking your door because you're from Iowa?
No, we locked it. It's just like they
the
knew the ins.
Cracked a little bit.
They knew the ins and outs. Like, these were like, we were friends with their kids, and like, we went to, you know, Halloween trick-or-treating, and you know, they didn't really have much, so we made like costumes for them. Like, really, we was playing on the Wii and like laptops.
So you really knew them and they robbed you?
Yeah.
What?
And like, people around the neighborhood were like, yeah, snitches get stitches, but they did it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you feel like you guys just like, we're not ready for the lifestyle out here, or like how grimy people can be?
Yeah, we weren't.
No, it was a wake-up call. Yeah, LA is way different from Iowa.
Where did you guys stay at when you first came out here?
It was Long Beach. Yeah. East side Long Beach.
It goes down to Long Beach for
sure. Yeah.
My friend, they cleaned it up now. Yeah. My friend got his car stolen in Long Beach, but then like I saw him. I'm like, man, how the hell did they take your car? He's like, I'm going to be honest with you. I left the keys in the car.
No, that's crazy, because I got my car stolen recently. That's a thing in Long Beach. And she got her car.
Car theft.
But I mean, it was just funny because like if you were to look at his Instagram story, you would think that he had like fully just gotten his car taken, that he wasn't at fault at all. And then as soon as I brought it up to him, he's like, yeah, I did leave the keys in there. But I just thought that was pretty funny that like he would not admit that on his story. You guys still stay in Long Beach?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Did you like upgrade the spot where you're staying at a little bit? Because there's definitely levels to
Long Beach. Yeah, we were in Long Beach for a little bit, and then we went to South Central, and that was way different.
So you guys are really just trying out all the hoods.
Yeah.
Huh? You're just trying to find a gang to let you in or something.
We was not out here searching for a gang.
Trying to find a home.
I'm dead.
All the lost girls of Long Beach.
Hey, that's a nice little ring to it.
I like that.
That sounds good. Yeah. Sarati is gone. The album is just called The Lost Girls of Long Beach and Iowa.
Yeah, we're going to figure out how to make that work.
Right. Okay, so but overall, that was the move. You guys came out here and just started to try to like figure it out in general, and like the school tours was just part of it.
Yeah, like our mom, she's like, if we didn't have her, we don't know where we'd be. She like really just saw the vision and wanted something great for her children. So you know.
She found the connects and plugs.
Yeah.
We got a story we needed
like
to
like, whatever event, like whether it was, like, Taste of Soul or just, like, bunch of events, yeah. just throw us out there and perform. And it's not like, oh, she made us. Like, this is something we wanted to do for a long time. Mm. Like, you know, college could have been an option, but, you know, performing is what we like to do.
Whipped
entertaining.
Us in the shape.
But part of performing in L.A., we also hopped on YouTube because, you know, go through music industry, it's bad deals and stuff like that. Very we were slow. In a bad one.
Yeah. Oh, you were in a bad deal.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was like a production deal, but we ended up waiting that out and actually just going to YouTube and actually getting a fan base. So we just, hit 1 million on YouTube, hit 1 million on Instagram like last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of like probably where your girl came up. She's seen us like just everywhere. So.
Right.
Yeah, we had to escape to social media.
That's crazy to think that you guys were grinding for that long.
Yeah.
You've been grinding for like 10 plus years. Yes. And it's just kind of finally starting to like really get where you feel like, you know, and it's obviously like you're still have so much further to go.
Mm-hmm.
But just to think that like even, you know, getting that 1 million on YouTube or whatever, that's a big milestone.
We just got our plaque too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it takes them like 6 months to send you the plaque, right?
Right. It took, how long did it take us, Mom?
It was like a year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
With the baby in them.
The baby got his right away. Thanks,
yeah.
Susan. Susan, the CEO of YouTube, is evil, dude. She fucking has so much favoritism going on.
We've been doing this for a long time. We actually like at 1.2 now, so it's like 200,000 subscribers later. But you know, we're happy that we got it. Period.
Yeah, it's an important milestone in every young girl's life.
For
if
real.
They make it to that level of society.
It's a big goal.
No, yeah, but by the time I got my 1 million plaque, it was like they already had like a new 1 million plaque,
yeah.
like right after, like a way fresher one. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm stuck
send
with
this. Send this back. Give me the other one.
Yeah, exactly. I'll send you guys like $30 shipping. Just send me the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so in terms of like, was there ever a moment where doing the sort of dance content on YouTube really started to hit off or like where it really went viral?
Yeah, it was our lit playlist because we make a bunch of playlists that have different themes, like get over your ex or twerking. It doesn't matter.
And playlists are big on YouTube in general. Like all those channels that just have the live stream of like the chill music to study to or whatever. You ever see that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But ours was like an actual visual. So on
we're
top of us
getting lit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
And singing and rapping, all that stuff.
Like you're not going to make any money off ads, but you can just entertain people. And build a fan base through it. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's tight.
So with that, and then even on Instagram, we were doing dance challenges, whether it was like Stir Fry Migos, we did that at the top of the year, by Black Youngsta, a lot of just LA ratchet mixes and stuff like that.
I was watching like some of you guys' compilations and different dance videos, and it feels like you guys got a lot of mileage out of the Block Boy dance.
The shoot. It was hot. Like, especially with being on social media, you got to keep up what's new. So even like the whoa.
Yeah, the
whoa,
the floss thing.
Yeah.
I felt like you guys, like, that's kind of like the business that you're in is to be, like, ahead of the curve in terms of all that shit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to make it you, though, too. You can't be looking
swag
like
it out.
Yeah, that was tripping me out is you guys were, like, combining so many different things. I'm like, I'm just used to seeing, like, because I was always watching Block Boy do that dance before it blew up and always was just thinking, what the fuck is he doing? Like, what is that?
Did you ever do it one time?
I'm gonna be honest with you, no. I've gone like this, but I see what they're doing with their feet, and I think I could definitely put the two together.
Yeah.
But it's just a certain point as a 35-year-old white guy that you're just like, you know, maybe I'm gonna just leave that alone. I'm gonna let the kids have that.
I feel like it's those moves, you know, where you rub your stomach and tap the head at the same time.
It just kind of looks crazy because you're doing two different motions.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's actually really interesting. And I feel like NLE Choppa kind of like took the crown for being like the craziest like young dancer in terms of the rapper world at least, because he's really like athletic with it. Like he extends his foot backwards so far
that
sometimes.
Energy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Is that the key to the dance thing? Like, what is the key to like making the fans of that type of stuff love you?
Yeah, it's the energy. It's the energy and the swag behind it, making it like look cool. Like you can have any dance move, but if you make it look
and make it look easy too.
Yeah. Mm. Like everyone be like, oh, they did it, I can do it.
Are people looking for a lot of tutorials on that kind of stuff, or is it more about just people wanting to see you just be great with it?
I think it's both.
It's
crazy because we just did our Loyal music video out now. Make sure y'all go watch it. We did, you know, more of like a choreographed dance, and they're like, we want to see you guys teach us how to do it, do a dance tutorial. So I don't know. Maybe we just look really good doing it.
Yeah.
So people just want to learn how to do it.
Were you always picturing that you would eventually start doing music videos? Or that can't be your first music video, right?
Oh, no. We've done other music videos, but like being signed to Roc Nation, that was our first debut music
video. On an actual lot?
Yeah. It was like a whole movie. We had big gimbal rig camera and everything. So
did you feel like a star? You feel like Beyonce for a minute?
Yeah. You know, the music video Bruno Mars and was it Uptown Funk? That's what it felt like. Like Chris Brown's Yeah Three Times, because it was kind of like that vibe.
I got
really
you.
Big production. We had extras and all that stuff.
How did that conversation with Roc Nation start?
But you know, so we had the performances, and there was A&R Earl Johnson that was coming to those shows, and we kept a relationship with him, but he was at Roshan Records. But when he moved over to Roc Nation, he was like, well, I have this opportunity, you guys want to, you know, go there? And we're like, yeah. And so we had a showcase, and the former president Benny Pugh, we showcased for him, Omar Grant, and he just loved us. But we had recorded a couple of songs before, and Loyal was one of them, and so they instantly was rocking with that song. So it was just, you know, being consistent and having something to offer. Like, we had like a million followers then, and like just had a fan base. So now it's just getting music. We write our own music. So it was like pretty much of a layup, but they just saw the vision, was like, yeah, let's just sign up.
You guys have always written your own music. You never had help in that regard?
We don't turn down writers, but for the most part, yeah.
Like our whole EP, we wrote. That's coming out on the 9th. Make sure I go check it out.
I think it's too, because our content is different. Like, we don't smoke, or not smoke, write about that type of stuff. Yeah. Like, partying and everything else like that, or sex.
You guys are trying to be a little bit family friendly in that sense?
Yeah, because even with our YouTube, like, it's like ages from like 7 to, you know, grandmas be watching us and stuff like that. So we just want to keep our music for everybody, not corny. You know, people be like, oh, you don't cash, y'all don't, that's kids bop. No, you could just make music for everybody. It's great for movie syncs, it's great for commercials, radio. It's a lot you can do with it than just be, you know.
Do you ever feel like that could hold you back? Because when you look at a lot of the female rappers who've blown up over the past year or two, it's like, yeah, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, they're very explicit. I remember when Nicki Minaj used to rap, like in her early days, she used to be rapping about getting her booty eaten and shit. And then she actually stopped because she started to get like the young girl fan base. And then she pulled back on that. And then it's kind of crazy to think that now, like, Megan Thee Stallion is huge. And that's, she'll say that on any song. She'll be like, motherfucker, eat my booty. And it's just weird to think that like rap has changed that much in that short period of time.
I feel like everybody has their own lane, and if we wanted to do that, we can always grow into that later on.
Yeah, so we feel like the way we're going is just like we're creating longevity. So we start here, and if you want to, as we mature, we'll get into, not necessarily eat my booty, but like
that's a different level. That's like the upper echelon, right?
But you know, there's different music for every, there's different audiences.
There's like
and there's
people
that are
in the world.
Yeah,
so some people want the content that we make.
Yeah,
yeah.
So a lot of people tell us it's like really refreshing hearing our music, so that's really great to hear.
Yeah, that's dope. Is it ever like a thing where you feel like it's weird having that separation between the image of yourself that you put out there through the music or through YouTube, and then like your actual personal life, which I'm sure is messier and less clean cut than the image that you put out there sometimes?
What you see is what you get with this. Yeah. So,
I mean, we still listen to like Meg Thee Stallion and stuff like that, but we're just like
cover your ears at the dirty parts.
No.
We you know, it's a real world. A lot of people experience a lot of things, even at a young age, whatever. But like for us, we live what we talk about. Like we can't be not true to what we say, because that's just either you being called a hypocrite. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, we have like younger siblings. We want them to enjoy our stuff too.
Yeah. And then we just noticed too, like, you know, most people like, oh, want to be perfect, a role model. Like, we get it. Like, no one's perfect, but we are a role model to our fans. So if we can lead them in a positive way, or like give them confidence, strength, like even with our fans, you know, there's girls that had tumors or want to commit suicide, or like we're getting bad grades and we're able to like make them want to do better. Like recently, we had a fan that passed away, and she had a syndrome disease. And, you know, she was going through treatment, and now she's about to have her funeral. But, like, she was coming to our events and dancing to our music and doing the dance moves that we were doing, and, like, giving her a reason to, like, want to live. Like, most people that, you know, going through things, they're just like, F it, I'm going to just sit down. But, like, for us to give them something content-wise, like, that makes us happy. And
brought people together, too.
Mom's
chiming in the back.
Oh yeah.
Hi, mom. No, but yeah, I think that honestly is like kind of the value of YouTube in a lot of ways is that when I think about it, like I was growing up watching, you know, Saved by the Bell, Full House and all this shit. And it's like, that's kind of what you're taking your life lessons from. Mm-hmm. But if you're like some young girl and you could look at you guys, I feel like that young girl could potentially be getting a lot more information about what their life is actually going to be like, mm-hmm. and what the actual concerns are. And like, I think that's a big part of why people are so drawn to the YouTube thing.
Yeah. It's real realistic and relatable.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, people can actually kind of learn from it, mm-hmm. and like live experiences to a certain extent before they have to actually go through, yeah. those things themselves. When I think about all the things I got caught doing when I was a kid, that I could have been watching like crime tutorials on YouTube, and I would have been like, not getting busted shoplifting, because I would have like watched a video and been like, those black balls in the ceiling, those are cameras. Like, they will catch you. Did you guys manage to like stay out of trouble throughout your earlier life when maybe all this stuff wasn't going so good? Or was there ever like rebellious phases where all of a sudden one of you was just like off doing some crazy shit?
Everybody has a time in their life where they rebel. That's a teenager thing.
Exactly. That's actually why it seems crazy or like interesting to me that you guys seem like you are still super tight to your mom, that you guys are still like on the same mission that you've been with, yeah. on for all these years, because so many people kind of like fall by the wayside.
Oh, think? Yeah, of course. Like there's times you want to give up, or you feel like, oh, I'm sacrificing my time. I want to be social and be in a relationship. But our mom kind of like kept us, you know, in a, you know, zone. Like even just for me, like this is something I wanted to do for her. This is something that she wanted to do. So we realized, oh, instead of going to these parties, I need to be in the studio, or I need to be rehearsing, or, you know, but everyone has slip ups and stuff like that. So I'm not going to say, you know.
But nothing too overwhelming?
No, nothing crazy.
You guys never been arrested?
No. Okay. But you know what's crazy?
Okay. But you're planning on it.
No. Okay. It was 4th of July and, you know, we were living in Long Beach, but I had a friend that was from LA, and my mom's like, you better take care of my girl or whatever, because I'm freshman. This is LA. Come on now. So we go there and she's like, it's like later on at night. She's like, yeah, I don't know if I can take you home. And I'm like, you told my mom you could take me home. And like, there's police, because, you know, this is like Gardena area. And they're like, yeah, you guys have to clear out. And I'm like, I don't have a ride home. And so I didn't want my mom to drive up there. And like, I had a pocket knife with me too. So like, I didn't know if, you know, it was going to be crazy. And so like, I didn't want them to check me like, oh, she got something on her. So I gave it to my friend. And then they took me in the back of their cop car and was like, oh, we're going to just take you to the station so your mom can come. But they put me in like a holding cell. It was like weird. And I'm just like, I was like, what, 15? And
wow.
So I didn't get arrested, but I was waiting for my mom inside of jail. So I don't know if that counts. But
you should write a song about that.
Yeah, I was in the penitentiary for like 15 minutes. And
No, but that is traumatizing. Like, I went to jail overnight one night for like 24 hours. I was in the fucking holding cell in Manhattan because I was at a party and these girls that we were hanging out with were throwing bottles out the window and hitting cars on like the 15th story of an apartment in Manhattan.
Oh my God.
And they ran up in there and I told all my friends, like, nah, don't rat on them, because if you rat on them, then you know, you're snitch, whatever. Yeah. But they arrested every single one of us. They arrested like 12 people at this house. But yeah, I always think of that 24 hours, like probably the worst 24 hours of my
you're
life.
You're a G.
I felt a like whole a fucking dick. Gangster. He's for like, sure.
Free Adam 22.
Dude, the food was so bad that like that alone was the hardest.
You know the stuff I had to eat?
Dude.
They give you ramen noodles?
Not even. They're giving you like a sandwich. Just two pieces of white bread with like the tiniest little dot of peanut butter in the middle. And I'm just looking at it like I would never eat this in a million years.
That's torture.
Right? That's so horrible. I mean, I'm just not used to that shit. I'm living a relatively comfortable life for a while now. Okay. So where do you guys sort of like, is it weird for you to manage the YouTuber thing as well as the musician thing? Has there been any kind of growing pains in terms of figuring out that, because like some people would say that you like can't do both at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, we edit and film our stuff. So like, we went on a radio run. We were trying to it was almost a month, but we were trying to like vlog and edit and throw it up at the same time.
Yeah,
while eating and making sure we have a bunch of energy and stuff.
It's hard. It's not an easy job.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, definitely. Because, like, I mean, if you blow up, like, you can have, like, a team who fucking does a lot of the stuff for you and everything. But you guys are still kind of at that level where you kind of end up having to do a lot of shit yourself. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like when you have a team, like, if you're doing YouTube before you get your team, it's like you kind of know what works in your blueprint. Mm-hmm. So when you get a whole team, it's like, okay, are you going to lose that it factor about you? So we like to be hands-on. Even with our music video, like, we help edit and everything.
Right.
So we want to be dipped in and everything. But if when we get that team, it'll be great, a great help.
That's definitely the way to do it, yeah. Because yeah. it's like I've seen that before where like rappers have called me and they've been editing their own video and I'm just like, holy fuck, like I know how to do that, but I never would have in a million years thought that you would know how to do that. But yeah. it's so important because mm-hmm. then, you know, a lot of rappers just show up to the video shoot and they're not thinking about the actual final product. Mm-hmm. But if you can like envision it, then you kind of understand what you're going for and you understand the shots that you're going for. I feel like that could be really beneficial. Mm-hmm. What do you guys listen to aside from your own music?
Everything.
Yeah, we were raised off a lot. So whether it's like 80s rock or like 90s R&B to the 2000s. But like right now, what's popping right now? Oh my God.
Saweetie, Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, anything lit.
Because everything power. That's out right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Drake just dropped his
past hits compilation. Yes. Yeah.
And I was like, yo, this is taking me back.
You put it on? I didn't hear it yet.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I was confused because I thought it was all new songs. And I posted on Twitter as if it was new songs. And I got a bunch of responses like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, we was listening to it on the way here. And I was like, man, this is great.
Classics.
Yeah, our stuff is on shuffle.
Yeah. Definitely. Is it hard for you guys to date given the closeness and the unity and how hard you're working on the group?
Hell mother, yeah. It's hard. I mean, like, you know, everyone wants love and, you know, to be with another person.
It's just finding somebody who doesn't want to like use you for clout or yeah. someone who can understand like, hey, I'm busy too.
Yeah.
It might not look real and official right now because I'm not in the limelight, but I'm working hard.
It's yeah. gotta be so weird to be a girl with clout and have scumbag ass dudes trying to use you for it. That's so weird. It's bad enough that dudes are trying to use you for like sex and stuff.
Yeah.
The clout thing is way worse.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. That's horrible.
What the fuck? Yeah, and I think about it too because like you guys are so tight that it's kind of like, if you were gonna date someone, then the other one's gotta fuck with them too. If they're gonna yeah. be around him that much, and then like for you to fuck with them, but then also not feel threatened by him, it's gotta be yeah. like a whole thing.
Right? No, we like bring not the actual person, but like picture Instagram. Like, what do you think about this person? I got bad vibes from him.
Mm.
You know, it's funny too. Like she'll be on the phone, or I'll be on the phone, and we'll press that person.
See how they can handle it.
Yeah, mm. like if you can handle my wrath, then I can mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
Girls love doing that. They'll always like grab you, like the friend, like when the girl you're talking to isn't around, they'll grab you and be like, listen, I like you, but if you hurt her, I will kill
oh my
you.
God.
I've had that happen to me so many times in my life, and I'm just listening to her. I'm like, listen, like I probably ain't gonna be talking to her in a week, so just chill. Like, this is not necessary energy
I'm
right
dead.
Here.
No, it's funny because we'll actually shoot on the person, and like that's where we really get them. Is like, mm-hmm. if you can handle me cracking jokes on you, whatever, and attacking a little bit, and then I rock with you.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Do you guys consider yourselves like the Claremont twins in any way?
Nah. No, it's crazy. People think that we're twins, though.
Right.
And we actually met them, too. They're really sweet girls.
Yeah, they're super nice.
Party.
I met them this summer. Yeah.
Free Sinead.
Right. Free the scammer one. They like, because I seen the other one at a party on Sunday,
yeah.
and she's dating my friend.
Really?
And all of a sudden, I'm like, whoa, like, I never have seen you doing anything besides being with your sister. So
yeah.
this is really fascinating to me.
Oh, I can only imagine if one of us went to jail.
Then the other one would have to find love right away, right?
Or even like City Girls, like Young Miami really did that thing because y'all started together and then your homegirl left right when you have to like really take this stuff to another level. I'm pretty sure people thought like she's not gonna be able to do it, and she really did it. So
that is crazy.
But
free JT.
Like, JT killed all her verses.
Oh yeah,
so putting out music. It's like she's
yeah.
there.
Oh, that new record, girl.
Mm. Come on, it's time to get it when they play it. Awesome.
My jam.
I gotta get on my City Girls research. I ain't listening to that much besides that one song.
Oh, Act Up. You can get snatched up.
Yeah, I listen to Act Up. Although I'll be honest with you, I listened to it with totally different ears after I learned that Yachty wrote it. Because it's kind of because he's talking about fucking with a scammer dude. And I'm like, that's so funny to me because Yachty was a scammer before he blew up as a rapper.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, so him like writing that song for them where they're basically like talking about how much they love the type of guy that Yachty was before he blew up as a rapper. It was just like,
I'm gonna just write about me.
Exactly.
Makes you a good writer when you experience that.
Exactly.
See, there you go.
Came from the heart.
You guys think you could write a song for Lil Yachty, like Turn the Tables?
Heck yeah.
Really?
I feel like we could write anything.
Bar one.
Like yeah.
when you're just rapping about having red hair.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Just, I don't know, eating corn dogs. I don't really know exactly like what, man, that would be hard. It would be hard to write a Lil Yachty verse, I'm not going to lie.
You just got to observe.
Yeah.
Do your research.
But I've been around him a whole shitload of times, and all I ever really see is him eating pizza, eating corn dogs. Just that's all I ever noticed. It's just like, man, you be eating some terrible food, bro. I don't know.
If you hear me coughing and stuff, I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, you're so trying to really? Hold your coughing?
Yeah, I'm like.
Really? Yeah, we're both. You probably like sick.
You lying. You are a smoker coughing like that. Nah.
You guys been partying?
Nah.
No.
No. I think there's like a flu going around or something like that.
Yeah. In Long Beach?
Yeah, probably in Long Beach. The Long Beach flu.
The Long Beach flu. Makes sense to me. I was going to bring some Lysol and like some Palo Santos.
Honestly, this is not the cleanest room you've ever been in your life, so that's not the worst idea you ever heard.
It's not bad, though.
We've been in worse.
It could be worse, but not that much worse. At least the old spot used to have roaches and shit. That was when I saw Hoodrich Pablo Juan jump out of his chair because he saw a roach, that was when
y'all
I knew
caught that on
leave.
Camera?
No, it was before the interview started. But also, I used to have my cat in the studio. And some rappers are scared of cats. That was one weird thing I realized. Cats.
They're a little bit unpredictable.
Yeah.
Not mine. Mine is the most predictable motherfucker on earth. But I feel that. You guys don't have pets or anything?
Yeah, we have two chinchillas and a French bulldog.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Those aren't my pets. I have...
So there is separation in ownership of the pets?
Yes, but I will take care of... I'll clean up the poop for the dog. Mm. Only because I don't want to smell the poop. And then, like, chinchillas, like, that's a whole nother...
A whole nother world of poop?
Just a whole nother animal.
It's a different.
I don't know. I just can't really connect. With
it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Yeah, for certain people.
It's a dog shit vibe.
You know, I felt so bad because I'm like, I'm touching the fur and I'm like, people were really killing chinchillas and wearing them on their backs.
Wow. Does that make you feel different about wearing fur and leather
of
and
course,
shit?
Of course. No furs.
Really? You're over
yeah.
There. That's cool.
Those are animals. Like, what if people were just taking people and taking their skin and wearing them on their backs?
Yeah, but don't you think animals are really just there for us to use?
No.
No? We're supposed to live with them.
Like, you're not going to get you're not gonna get PETA after us.
I'm honoring. When I eat an animal or I wear an animal, which I probably almost never do because I'm not wearing a lot of leather, but if I were to... I feel like that's that animal's sacrifice to me. Like he's, you know, it's, we're all part of this beautiful system of life. But then in reality, it's not like they caught this animal in a field or anything. It's like he was stuck in this terrible fucking
jail
torture
cell.
Chamber for his whole life. It's actually kind of sad. I don't know if they even make like ethical leather, like where the animal was killed in a certain way. Probably not.
Your mind thinks.
Like imagine you could go into the Gucci store and you could buy like... One this pair is, of shoes for $600, or you could buy the same pair of shoes for $900, but the animal was killed in a more ethical way.
It's like eggs, caged free.
Exactly. If they had that in the Gucci store, it would be so weird.
Yeah, it would be weird. People would probably be fed up. Like, this is too much thinking for me to choose.
I'm fed up just thinking about it. So, have you guys ever actually met Rihanna, or are you still working on that?
Oh, my God,
still
working on that. It, we get closer and closer. Okay.
Really?
The first time I actually seen her perform was at the Kendrick Lamar's Toy Drive.
Watts.
Yeah, I'm actually, she has a picture on her Instagram when she performed.
Uh-huh.
There's someone on, I'm on her shoulders, I'm on your shoulders.
Yeah, you're on my shoulders.
And I'm like up there, and I just circled where I am. So I was on Rihanna's Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
There but we're go. Doing her Savage X Fenty, so that's
no,
close.
No, yeah, I've seen that. That's what's making me curious about
shoot
that.
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's going to be like, that's like a massive brand already. Like, even though it's brand new, it's still like gigantic, huh?
It is gigantic, and that's not the only one. We have Forever 21 with K-Swiss. It's going to be on Times Square, like, next week, I guess.
Yeah. What, that's like a brand-type deal that you're doing?
Yeah, we did, like, a whole campaign, so.
That's
sick. We out here trying to get to the bait.
You haven't gone Fashion Nova yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's old school?
Yeah. It's not old school.
Well, I'm just saying.
But that was, like, I think Forever 21, we did something with them first, but then we switched
over. Our major thing was, like, Fashion Nova.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Going hardcore for that.
I'm on the Fashion Nova men's team, so I totally understand where you guys are coming from.
Fashion Nova gang.
Yeah. It is a gang.
Fashion Nova. Oh, yeah.
You know, I was just in London, and that's, like, the home of Pretty Little Thing, and you see those fucking logos everywhere you go.
Really?
Yeah, all the cabs have Pretty Little Thing.
Like unicorns, right?
What?
There's unicorns?
I didn't see any unicorns, no. Oh.
That's because we went to Coachella.
Oh, okay. Unicorns. I thought that was like their thing, but I guess
they
it's
have
just
like,
a Coachella.
When we went there, they had a bunch of unicorns with their logo and stuff like that.
Oh, like that. Okay, because for a second I thought you were accusing them of really having unicorns, and I was like, I don't think that's real.
Unicorns are real, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I went to a drag queen convention, and there was a lot of unicorn-related merch and stuff. Like, that's a whole thing for them, which I don't understand at all. I'm not sure where that was coming from.
They're mystical creatures.
Majestic.
That makes sense to me. And thank you guys for not asking me why I was at the drag queen convention.
It just kind of happened. I thought about it, but, you know, we're just not going to get into it.
Everybody
it
likes happened. What they like.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Thank yeah. you. Thank you for being so open-minded about my lifestyle. But, no, in reality, I was just like, my friend was like, do you just want to go? It's like down the street. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it.
I mean, every event should be open to everybody.
Mm. One of my less popular vlogs, though. Seems like my fans didn't really want to see me go.
What was the title?
Something like, I went to the drag queen convention.
What was the thumbnail?
Picture of me, big gay flag in the background or something like that. I forget.
Oh my God.
It's actually my first day wearing Fashion Nova for them. So really? That was like, and I was wearing an all pink outfit. So I was like, I kind of have to go just because I'm wearing the right fit. That's right lit. Now. Yeah. Well, there you go. all right. So what's you guys' plan going forward in terms of what you guys are going to drop and what the people should be excited for?
Our EP is dropping August 9th.
Sorati's playlist. You feel me? Gotta start at the origin where we came from.
That's what you went with for the name?
Yeah. Sorati's playlist.
So it's a collection of 5 songs that have different moods, you know, coming from our perspective or just our fans, like females, whether it's uplifting, getting to the bag,
heartbroken,
yeah, just all types of stuff.
Our favorite thing we like to say, you can twerk and cry at the same time
to our EP.
You can.
Yes.
There you go. That makes a lot of sense.
Beautiful.
I've definitely seen my girlfriend twerk and cry.
See, within, it's a theme.
Not the exact same time, but like within 10 minutes of each other. Yeah, it could definitely go down. The emotional roller coaster is real.
People were like, is that a thing? Like our mom was even like, is that a thing? We're like, yeah. Like we went to Pandora and she was like, there was one of the reps there, and she was like, yeah, I've twerked and cried before.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's crazy.
You're so hurt, but you're like, you love the song.
I remember that Future used to have bars where he would be basically talking about, like, being in the club, throwing money, holding back tears.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
It's the same vibe, you know? Like you're at the height of your, but you still got to let it out. You still got to be a human.
It's a whole bunch of emotions going together. So the EP got visuals falling after that.
Mm-hmm. Merch.
Merch, which you will get.
Oh,
we'll send him a jumper.
You need that.
And hopefully like a college tour.
High school tour.
Yeah, all that
stuff.
You guys
still do the high schools though?
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. You have to. That's where like a lot of our fans are. Like
really?
Middle school, college, and high school.
They're everywhere. School. But the most active, because you know, social media, high school.
Yeah.
I remember when Blueface first came out and he was always having videos of him just going to high schools, just performing on top of the car. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, that's smart. Because realistically, it's like, that's where your diehard fan base is going to come from, you know?
Mm-hmm. And they're going to grow up with you too, so. Mm-hmm.
Although I do remember a lot of musicians coming to my schools when I was a kid and just not really making that much of an impression on me. But, I mean, at least they had a chance.
He did.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Sorati, it was amazing having you guys on
here.
Thank you.
Very informative. It was a good conversation. And definitely go check their stuff out. Search them up on YouTube, Instagram, all that.
Sorati.
You guys can figure it out.
Yeah.
Sorati, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yay! Pow.